With that said, if you'll turn to Revelation chapter 3, we're going to read verse 15 through verse 19. Because thou art lukewarm. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. That doesn't match modern religion, does it? Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The incredible calling of God, the unconditional election by grace. Was not Esau Jacob's brother? I mean, they were twins. Isn't that right? I think they came out at the same time. And one of them grabbed the heel. Jacob grabbed the heel of Esau, his brother. And yet God said, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth. And you don't only find that in the New Testament in Romans chapter 9. You find it in the first chapter of the book of Malachi in the Old Testament. So this thing is stressed in the Old Testament. It is stressed in the New Testament. Yet I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. Well, there you have it. Just closed down more than half the churches in the world. I know I can name you, I can right off the top of my head name you 10 Baptist churches right now that will not have this. Won't have any part of it. Won't even go there, you see. Right there. Because they don't worship that God. I told Melissa this morning, if I only had one message, if the Lord takes me, this would be the best last message I could ever preach. The God of the Bible. They don't worship that God. Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Their God's lukewarm. You might say he's indifferent. They will not assent to a God that either loves or hates, with nothing in between. Do you find anything in between with God in the whole of this book? From in the first word in the Bible to amen the last word in the Bible ever? No. Because the finality of such a God falls upon us. Do you see? That is, God either loves you or God hates you. Wow. We're not like that. So we don't understand that, because we're indifferent about all sorts of things. We're lukewarm about all sorts of things. We have this indifference. But God's not indifferent about anything. That is, God either loves you or hates you. And in truth, there's nothing you can do about either. And some people, they call that fatalism. But you have to understand that in God's election, there are those things that those that are the elect of God, they will do. It simply will happen, you see. But that's another sermon. That's another message for another time. Some say fatalism. No, sir. Truth. You see, what you are is what you are. And leopards can't change their spots. And somehow we've gotten this lukewarm religion of a goat can become a sheep, an Esau can become a Jacob, a tare can become a wheat. No, sir. The only thing that can happen, there's only one transition in the Word of God, and that's where a sinner becomes a saint. And you can in reality be nothing else. Jacob can never be Esau. Nor Esau Jacob. One's either sheep or goat. And the new birth is but what I call a revelation of species, you might say. A coming of spiritual age. Like when adolescence in the natural, you might say. The day you find out who you are. Oh, wow. I'm Jacob. I've lived like Esau. I look like Esau. I dress like Esau. But I'm Jacob. You see. And that's why God is never confusion. No species, no one species has ever evolved. There's no ape that's ever become a man. Not ever. I saw this spiritual guy and he said, as soon as you can show me one species that's evolved into another, he said, we'll talk true evolution. The way that they preach it, you see. The worms, he's just a butterfly. Waiting to sprout wings, and tadpole, he's just waiting to become a frog, and the sinner, he's just waiting to become a saint. Our journey. I had a message. It's one of the messages I remember. I don't remember them all. I've preached thousands. But one of them was the journey. You remember the journey? The journey. And this journey, listen, we forget that this journey is infinite. There's no limit and there's no place to stop. We are, you and I, there was no start. God said he knew us before the foundation of the world. I don't understand that, but I don't have to understand it. Because God's infinite, you see. A.W. Tozer said, he said, I got tired of going to prayer meetings. He said, I knew what they were going to say before we ever got there. Have you ever been to a church like that? A prayer meeting? I have. So many times that I'm ashamed to speak of it. He told the story of an old cowboy that finally, he just wrote his prayer on a piece of paper or card and laid it by his bed and said, Lord, them's my sentiments. Because it was always the same. You know, Lord, I prayed for John and Bill and George and Al and Pete and Judy and Jim and you know, well, Lord, I'm praying for, and Lord, I'm praying for, and Lord, I'm praying for, and Lord, I'm praying for. And we fall into that, and we fall into that. Sometimes you call on me to pray, you know what I'm going to say. I call on you to pray, I know what you're going to say. And we fall into that, and we fall. Any wonder God says, Romans 8, we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to pray as we ought. But there we go. Same old prayer, day after day. God help us. We truly don't know how to pray as we ought. There's an old preacher named Sam Jones. And he said that most that try to speak of God are but they're like an insect trying to carry a bale of cotton. It's said that before John Milton wrote, I read a portion of this the other day, before John Milton wrote Paradise Lost, that he prayed to God to instruct him. And I'm going to tell you this morning that if you think the Bible's the only inspired book, well, you've never read Pilgrim's Progress. And if you've got a preacher, and if you don't believe that the words that he's speaking to you are inspired by God, you need to find a new preacher. And if I didn't believe that the words that I write down on this the paper sitting in front of me, or that I speak to you weren't inspired by God, I'd throw them away. I'd never speak them. They'd never be spoken. I have two books by Tozer, A.W. Tozer. And they're titled The Attributes of God, Volumes 1 and 2. And I was praying this week, and God laid them on my heart. He says, you need to go to those books. You need to go to those books. I sent you all a text from one of those books, a quote. To my knowledge, not one of you has ever read either one. The Attributes of God. Why would you not want to read the attributes of God? Why would any Christian not want to read one of the attributes of God? If they wrote a book about your grandfather, you'd be the first in line. You'd probably buy 10 copies. But you won't read the attributes of God. I'd wonder if the God most professed, even the God of the Bible, God's not my partner. He's not the man upstairs. He's the almighty, ever-present, omnipotent, omnipresent, Holy One. Do you ever think about this, that God doesn't ever have to go anywhere? Because He's everywhere. The Bible says in the 139th Psalm, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. There is no indifference with God ever. And the interesting thing about the attributes of God is those aren't traits, okay? It's who He is. It's what He is. It's not a trait, so to speak, like we think of. He said, Moses said, who are you? Who are you? I love that. I am that I am. And in everything, He's not hot or cold. Love or hate. I'm sorry. In everything, He is hot or cold. Everything. Cold or hot, love or hate. Everything. No indifference. And I'm telling you about that God, because that's our God. And if you'll get that in your mind at all times, man, it comes much clearer and easier to understand who it is and what it is we worship, the God of the Bible. Because we try to make Him lukewarm. We try to make Him indifferent. You know, it's almost like, well, you think God, do I buy white bread or wheat bread? Yes, He does. No, I don't. But He doesn't mean He didn't. You see? And if you can grasp but this one concept, you'll be light years above the vast majority that profess God or attend church. Do you know that a Muslim will kill you for what he considers God? He'll kill you for it. In a heartbeat. A Muslim, you see? But he's our pal. Our man upstairs. I like Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 came to my mind this week. He said, therefore, leaving. And I see this now. I can see that in light of this word. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. That's an incredible scripture. It's one of those scriptures that nobody preaches because they have no understanding of it. We've no power because in essence we deny the very God we profess. I sent all of you, God gave me a thought. And it just came to my mind. I sent it to some man that I knew, and so I said, well, I think I'll just send it to the people. So I think all of you got it, and that is, indifference is the mother of invention. And you think about that. That's how things get invented. Through indifference. It's man. Man started to build engines, and man started to do this, and man started to do this, and man, indifference is the mother. God either loves you or hates you. But we emotionally human beings attempt indifference to our own demise. Who is on the Lord's side? I love that scripture. If Baal be God, follow him. If God be God. There's no indifference there. There's no in between. There's no purgatory. Where is the power of our religion? Where is the power of God? I've come to believe that we're all in the flesh for most of the day because we're lukewarm. We're indifferent. What do you want for supper? Oh, I don't care. You want chocolate or vanilla? It doesn't matter. Now, you don't have to carry it to an OCD level like me. Honey, bring me a glass of water. What cup you want it in? That's not a joke. I go, well, you know, the one I drink the water out of. I like water in a certain cup, and I like coffee in a certain cup, and I like tea in a certain cup, and I like to eat certain foods off certain plates. That may seem foolish. Maybe it is. But it's certainly not indifferent. Brother Lawrence, if you read the story of Brother Lawrence, he could see God in the cooking of an egg. You might say he could see God in the white of an egg. We can't even see God in church. Are we as those that cry, Lord, Lord, because we're neither hot nor cold? God forbid. Are we not surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses? I think I spoke to the Lord this week. Lord, where are all these angels? You're everywhere. You're omnipresent and you're here. And we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. And we have angels all about. I don't see them. You can go back. I do time, and I listen to certain messages that Brother James St. John preached, and one of them was called. There's several that just stick in my mind. They'll never go away. One of them was called "Unbroken Boxes." I was there for that. He preached it in a warehouse, and I was there for that. Or his message ministering to the house, and you can go back and listen to these messages, but you won't. You can read the attributes of God, but you won't. You can read the Pilgrim's Progress, but you won't. Is it because you're lukewarm? Fervent about so many things. You remember Martha? Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. And boy, we are today more than... we had no idea. I don't know what Martha would be tied into today. Social media and texted and... But the... Lord said Mary had chosen that good part. And so I ask you today, what have you chosen? Are you cumbered about much? You see, that's not the Lord. Because he's cumbered about nothing. Once again, Tozer said, we have not only become common, but we've dragged God down to our level. Of course, not literally, but you know what he's saying. In our minds. We've become common, so we made God common. God never has to go anywhere. He's everywhere. Tozer said, your very thoughts are not as near as God. There's a man that studied. There's a man that knew God. Your very thoughts are not as near as God. You know, the only thing in existence that wasn't created is God. Now you get that. That's God, the uncreated one. You say, indifference is the mother of invention. God is. His name. I am that I am. Where is the awe of God in our life? That even our prayers become sin. Do you remember? Even our prayers become sin. Neither hot nor cold. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's what he says. I would that you would meet the great I am. the God of the Bible. Perhaps it's because you're really not sure if he loves or hates you. See, we have this sort of, I think as human beings, most often we have this sort of indifference feeling that, yeah, God knows. God, because we have these pet phrases like, well, deep down, God knows my heart. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't matter about knowing your heart. He said, having done neither good nor evil, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. So we have these pet themes. And I want to close this morning, if you'll turn to the book of Psalms, the fourth psalm, and we'll close. Only 8 verses, okay? He said, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing, Selah? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." Election, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. "The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety." No indifference with this God. No indifference whatsoever. So I'd ask you today to remember always the God that's not indifferent. And he said it with his own, he said, "I am." There's nothing indifferent in that statement. "I am that I am. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated."